Welcome to Hubert H. Humphrey Metrodome in Minneapolis, for the game between the Baltimore Orioles and the Minnesota Twins. Here are the starting lineups. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Brady Anderson. Batting second. The right fielder, Jeffrey Hammonds. Batting third. The first baseman, Rafael Palmeiro. Batting fourth. The DH, Harold Baines. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Roberto Alomar. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Cal Ripken. Batting seventh. The left fielder, B.J. Surhoff. Batting eighth. The catcher, Chris Hoyles. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Mike Bordick. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Scott Kamieniecki. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Todd Walker. Batting second. The right fielder, Alex Ochoa. Batting third. The DH, Paul Molitor. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Ron Coomer. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Matt Lawton. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Marty Cordova. Batting seventh. The catcher, Terry Steinbach. Batting eighth. The third baseman, John Shave. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Pat Mears. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, LaTroy Hawkins. And now, play ball. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Anderson strikes out. One out. Jeffrey Hammonds is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Hammonds hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rafael Palmeiro batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Hawkins fires to first and picks off Hammonds. Two outs. Rafael Palmeiro batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Palmeiro hits a ball on the ground towards first. Coomer scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Palmeiro for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Todd Walker is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards first. Palmeiro scoops it up and throws to first, with Kamieniecki covering, for the out. One out. Alex Ochoa batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Ochoa hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bordick scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Molitor hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ron Coomer batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Coomer takes first base on ball four. Molitor moves to second. Matt Lawton is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Lawton hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Molitor scores. There goes Coomer trying to get to second. Surhoff throws the ball in to Ripken, who relays the ball to Bordick, who tags Coomer for the out. It's 1-0, Twins. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines hits a fly ball into center field. Lawton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roberto Alomar is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Alomar strikes out. Two outs. Cal Ripken batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Ripken hits a fly ball into center field for a base hit. B.J. Surhoff is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Surhoff hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-1, Orioles. Chris Hoyles batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Hoyles hits a ball on the ground towards first. Coomer scoops it up and throws to first, with Hawkins covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Marty Cordova is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Cordova hits a line drive towards first. Pomero reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Terry Steinbach is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Steinbach hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. John Shave is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Shave hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Alomar settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pat Mears is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Mears hits a line drive towards short. Bordick reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Twins 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Mike Bordick is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Bordick hits a ball on the ground towards first. Coomer scoops it up and throws to first, with Hawkins covering, for the out. One out. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Anderson is 0 for 1 in the game. Anderson hits a fly ball into right field, out of the reach of Ochoa. Anderson reaches second base with a double. Jeffrey Hammonds is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Hammonds is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hammonds hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mears scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Anderson moves to third. Two outs. Rafael Pomero is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Pomero is 0 for 1 in the game. Pomero hits a ball on the ground and there's an error on the play. Anderson scores. That run is unearned. Score that a fielder's choice. It's 3-1, Orioles. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Baines is 0 for 1 in the game. Baines hits a fly ball into center field. Lawton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Todd Walker is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Walker is 0 for 1 in the game. Walker hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Hammonds. Walker reaches second base with a double. Alex Ochoa is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Ochoa is 0 for 1 in the game. Ochoa hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Walker scores. It's 3-2, Orioles. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Ochoa moves to second. Paul Molitor batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Molitor is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Molitor hits a line drive into right field. Hammonds picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Hammonds. Ochoa scores. It's Orioles, 3, Twins, 3. Ron Coomer is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Coomer is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Coomer hits a fly ball into right field. Hammonds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Matt Lawton is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Lawton is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Lawton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alomar scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Molitor moves to second. Two outs. Marty Cordova is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Cordova is 0 for 1 in the game. Cordova hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alomar scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Twins 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Roberto Alomar is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Alomar is 0 for 1 in the game. Alomar hits a ball on the ground towards first. Coomer scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Alomar for the out. 1 out. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Ripken is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Ripken hits a fly ball into right field, out of the reach of Ochoa. Ripken reaches second base with a double. B.J. Surhoff is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Surhoff is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Surhoff hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Cordova settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Chris Hoyle's batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Hoyle's is 0 for 1 in the game. Hoyles takes first base on ball 4. Mike Bordick is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Bordick is 0 for 1 in the game. Bordick hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hawkins fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Twins 3. The Twins will come to bat. Terry Steinbach is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Steinbach is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Steinbach hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bordick scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. John Shave is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Shave is 0 for 1 in the game. Shave hits a fly ball into center field. Anderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Pat Mears is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Mears is 0 for 1 in the game. Mears strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Twins 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Anderson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Anderson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mears scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Jeffrey Hammonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Hammonds is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hammonds hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rafael Palmeiro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Palmeiro is 0 for 2 in the game. Palmeiro hits a fly ball into left field. Cordova settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Baines is 0 for 2 in the game. Baines hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hammonds moves to third. Roberto Alomar is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Alomar is 0 for 2 in the game. Alomar hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mears fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Twins 3. The Twins will come to bat. Todd Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Walker hits a fly ball into center field. Anderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Alex Ochoa is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Ochoa is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Ochoa takes first base on ball 4. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Molitor is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Molitor hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alomar fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Twins 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Ripken is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Ripken hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Cordova. Ripken reaches second base with a double. B.J. Surhoff is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Surhoff is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Surhoff hits a line drive into right field. Ochoa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chris Hoyles is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Hoyles is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Hoyles hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Walker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Ripken moves to third. Two outs. Mike Bordick is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Bordick is 0-for-2 in the game. Bordick hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Walker fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ripken scores. It's 4-3, Orioles. Brady Anderson batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Anderson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Anderson hits a pop-up towards short. Mears settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Twins 3. The Twins will come to bat. Ron Coomer batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Coomer is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Coomer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alomar scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Arthur Rhodes now pitching. Matt Lawton is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Lawton is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Lawton hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Orioles, 4, Twins, 4. Marty Cordova is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cordova is 0-for-2 in the game. Cordova hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Hammonds. Cordova reaches second base with a double. Terry Steinbach batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. There goes Cordova. The throw from Hoyles and he is safe. Cordova steals third. Terry Steinbach batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Steinbach is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Steinbach takes first base on ball 4. John Shave is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Shave is 0-for-2 in the game. Shave strikes out. Two outs. Pat Mears is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Mears is 0-for-2 in the game. Mears hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Alomar settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Twins 4. The Orioles will come to bat. Jeffrey Hammonds is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Hammonds is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Hammonds hits a fly ball into center field. Lawton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rafael Palmeiro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Palmeiro is 0-for-3 in the game. Palmeiro hits a fly ball into right field. Ochoa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Baines hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lawton. Baines reaches second base with a double. Roberto Alomar is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Alomar is 0-for-3 in the game. Alomar hits a fly ball into left field. Cordova settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Twins 4. The Twins will come to bat. Todd Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Walker hits a fly ball into left field for a base hit. Alex Ochoa is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Ochoa is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Ochoa hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 6-4, Twins. Alan Mills now pitching. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Molitor is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Molitor takes first base on ball 4. Ron Coomer is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Coomer is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Coomer hits a ball on the ground towards first. Palmeiro scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Coomer for the out. Molitor moves to second. One out. Matt Lawton is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Lawton is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Lawton takes first base on ball 4. Marty Cordova is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Cordova is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Cordova hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Molitor scores. Lawton moves to second. It's 7-4, Twins. Terry Steinbach is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Steinbach is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Steinbach hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lawton moves to third. Cordova moves to second. John Shave is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Shave is 0-for-3 in the game. Shave strikes out. 2 outs. Pat Mears batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Mears is 0-for-3 in the game. Mears hits a line drive towards third. Ripken reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 7, and the Orioles 4. The Orioles will come to bat. Mike Trombley now pitching. Denny Hocking now playing second base. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Ripken is 3-for-3 in the game, with a single and 2 doubles. Ripken hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. BJ Surhoff is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Surhoff is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Surhoff hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Hocking catches it and throws to first to double up Ripken. 2 outs. Chris Hoyle's batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Hoyles is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Hoyles hits a fly ball into center field. Lawton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 7, and the Orioles 4. The Twins will come to bat. Norm Charlton now pitching. Denny Hocking is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Hocking strikes out. 1 out. Alex Ochoa is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Ochoa is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Ochoa strikes out. 2 outs. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Molitor is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Molitor hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ron Coomer batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. There goes Molitor. The throw from Hoyles and he is safe. Molitor steals second. Ron Coomer is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Coomer is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Coomer strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 7, and the Orioles 4. The Orioles will come to bat. Rick Aguilera now pitching. Mike Bordick is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Bordick is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Bordick hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mears scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Anderson is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Anderson hits a fly ball into center field. Lawton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jeffrey Hammonds is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Hammonds is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Hammonds hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Cordova. Hammonds reaches second base with a double. Rafael Palmeiro is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Palmeiro is 0-for-4 in the game. Palmeiro strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Minnesota Twins, 7, and Baltimore Orioles, 4. Goodbye from Hubert H. Humphrey Metrodome in Minneapolis.